Now, I thought the scariest part of The Shining was the font.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
What's up, Steve?
Oh, that goat sounded good.
Yeah, very nice, eh? It's out all over the internet, all over my social feed last night. The very first pressing, the yellow splatter, sold out in a matter of hours. I can put a price on what it costs to get shipped over from the UK, $83.
Buy local. Support local.
I don't know why I know that, but...
Yeah. And now we wait till I think it arrives. I think my copy is scheduled to land here in December. So it's a Christmas present?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Hey, so movies and TV and that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been watching stuff and it's been really good. I tipped you off about a show that is probably the strangest thing that anyone's likely to see all year. There's a show called The Rehearsal, which is streaming here on Neon. It's been playing in the US over the past maybe like 4 to 6 weeks. So a few people have sneakily seen it and been talking about it. This is a new show from Nathan Fielder, who you might know from an awesome Comedy Central series called Nathan For You. So Nathan Fielder's whole deal is he appears in these sort of things that seem like they're reality shows, have like a really bleak kind of comic undertone, and just leave you feeling really quite uncomfortable. Is probably the end goal of all of his work, really. Nathan For You saw him, in theory, helping businesses to improve their profitability. So like a Gordon Ramsay Kitchen Nightmares type show. Mm-hmm. But really, it was about coming up with increasingly absurd solutions to business problems, like the ice cream store that was having problems. So he helped them by going to scientists and developing an ice cream that literally tasted like human shit. Or a service station that was suffering under the competition, so introduced a discounting coupon scheme, but you had to redeem your coupon in one location that was at the top of a nearby mountain. Etc.
Yes.
Over the course of Nathan For You, which ran for 4 seasons, it became increasingly eccentric, and Fielder's on-screen persona of this quite odd character. He plays a very unlikable version of what I imagine his real life self is, or maybe it's just him. But this persona became increasingly concerning, and the way he would manipulate other people would come more and more to the fore, which is something that really continues in this new show, The Rehearsal. Mm. I think if you haven't watched this yet, there's so much to discover and actually just soaking it in. But broadly speaking, the premise is, wouldn't difficult moments in your life be achieved more successfully if you had the opportunity to painstakingly rehearse them in advance?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this isn't looking in the mirror and preparing for your big sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
In Fielder's hands, this is really studying all the possible outcomes, charting all the things that could possibly happen,
mm-hmm.
and using actors and sets to put yourself in the environment before it actually takes place. So when he talks to the probably real life, but you ask yourself a lot of questions while
yes.
you're watching it, subject of this show, whose problem that he's trying to solve is that he feels an overwhelming sense of guilt among his pub quiz team that he has exaggerated his
tertiary
educational
yeah.
credentials.
Mm-hmm.
Something that has just let happened for years but is eating him up.
Mm-hmm.
So Nathan's job is to help him rehearse for that revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the first sign that the show's got an HBO budget and is going to have a crazy scope is when Nathan Fielder confesses to this guy, or maybe more so brags to this guy, that Fielder has himself rehearsed for the very meeting that he's sitting in. So in a kind of reality TV inception, he's already built a replica of his subject's house.
Mm.
He's already cast an actor to play him, and he's been running what we see as a very accurate simulation of what was about to take place. It's real buzzy.
You say, you know, like it, you know, his bleak sense of humor. I thought there were some really funny moments in this. It's really, it's off the wall, and there's some, I laughed out loud a couple of times, and I feel like it's been a while since I've sat down and watched something and actually had a good proper laugh out loud. You know, it's like strange, it's got everything in there, like you say, eccentric characters and like some real twisted stuff going on.
And John, let me tell you, you ain't seen nothing yet. You've having just seen the first episode, you've got there's a real journey you're about to go on with the next five. One of the things that made Nathan For You so good, without sort of digging too much into the process of how the sausage got made there, It felt like all of the stories that they filmed took place over quite a long period of time, And they would go away and have a lot of opportunities to strategize, like how they'd take it to the next beat of the story, or What the solution would be, how they'd present it, and then also how they'd represent the relationship between Nathan Fielder and the subject of each particular story or episode. And the rehearsal's the same. Like, it does seem to take place over quite a long time frame. Like, some of the things that you see them execute on the HBO budget are staggeringly expensive and are very detail oriented, so it'd have taken a huge amount of time. But you get the sense that there's a production team that's really patiently working away and probably doing a whole lot of stuff that's filmed that was never going to make it anywhere near the show. Other thing that would happen with Nathan For You was he'd just find these, either by accident or by design, find some really strange things about the people that he cast on the show, real life people that he found, and really just like focus on those, and it would take things in a really unexpected direction, I think, for everybody involved. And this is what absolutely happens with the rehearsal. It goes to some extremely strange places. All six episodes are on Neon. I consumed them like over a little bit of time.
Yes.
And I think that this is a show that is probably quite a difficult one to binge, because I think you probably want to share the viewing experience with someone if you've got that opportunity, because there's so much like what the moments in it.
There was a lot of I was watching with my partner who was working away on the computer, so there was a few like stop and go back and catch up on exactly what had happened. Yeah,
and I think that will also happen as at the conclusion of an episode. And frankly, it is like quite an uncomfortable space to be in, because there are a lot of moments where you, the people in the show and the viewer really question this guy's motives. And you can find a bunch of discussion online and other media around, is this cruel what he's doing to the people that he's putting on screen? Like, what are the ethics of it? But I think because he makes himself the butt of so many jokes and uses his own on-screen persona to, I guess, like reveal like the kind of petty humanities that so many of us have, present company excepted. That's probably the kind of the out of the difficult things he puts people through, because he's really eliciting some genuine, unique reactions that I don't think would be able to find any other way than through this very bizarre show. And at the same time, he is making himself out to be a bit of a piece of shit. The rehearsal.
Great. It's really good. I think it may divide audiences, but I think if you like the show, you're going to probably love it.
Yeah, this is absolutely this is not a crowd pleaser. Let's put it that way. Another kind of squirmy watch that you can check out on Disney Plus from tonight. This is another show that has been had some buzz over the past months, but has taken a minute to get here. Is a show called The Bear. This is set in a Chicago sandwich restaurant. An accomplished world-class chef takes over the sandwich shop after the death of his older brother, and basically, while sort of grieving his brother's death, is trying to make sense of this kind of failing business that is really just like sending out great Chicago sandwiches, but is not a fine dining restaurant. And so there's a bit of a culture clash there, but also trying to impart that sort of classical culinary arts on the people that work there. This is an awesome drama series. It probably sounds a little bit dry balls when I say it like that, but I urge people to check out an episode of this. If you're familiar with the British cooking drama film Boiling Point, that might give you some kind of reference to this. It's probably not quite as grim, but definitely has the same ability to kind of capture the intensity of being in the kitchen with these folks. Mm-hmm. And across the six, I believe, episodes of The Bear, it's a really, really great story. It'll get your its hooks into you.
Okay.
Solid. So that's on Disney Plus from tonight. And before I run, I urge people that are thinking about heading out to cinemas this week to go and see Muru. This is Te Ara Pākehi's dramatic thriller, which is his response to 2007's Tūhoe raids by police. This is when New Zealand police flexed their new anti-terrorism powers to go and round up a bunch of air quote terrorists in Te Uruwera, led by Tama Iti, who appears in the film playing himself. This film opened New Zealand International Film Festival this year and was a fantastic viewing at the Civic. It's a really, really interesting approach to real life events to, I mean, look, lots of films use real life events as an inspiration or a starting point, but I think this really is like in a pretty narrow category of going, this is kind of a what could have happened. Without, you know, I guess we see that sort of stuff in science fiction and, and those sort of genres, but this is a bit of a what could have happened, and the scope of it really does open up to not just include the events of 2007, but 200 years of bad shit. Led by a fantastic Cliff Curtis, this is a great New Zealand film, and you should go check it out.
Excellent, Steve. Hey, thank you very much. Very thorough. And by the sounds of it, all top-notch recommendations.
Yeah, to be honest, that's a few. It's a few ones that'll get under your skin today. Maybe we'll come back with some lighter things for next week. But we'll really need to find out what happens to you after you watch some more of the rehearsal, I think, and see what kind of state you're in.
Nice one. All right, we'll do.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.